This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office Wednesday for the first time since he was diagnosed and hospitalized with COVID-19. Spokesperson Brian Morgenstern confirmed Wednesday the president returned to the Oval Office. He said that there have been safeguards put in place to protect staff who might interact with the president, including requiring full personal protective equipment.
We have ways for him to do that. We have PPE that we can use, and we can interact with him standing back, like you're standing back from me, and people can wear masks or goggles or gloves or whatever may be needed. We have CDC guidelines.
Trump is likely still contagious with the virus. Several people in the president's inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump, top advisors Stephen Miller, and Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, have all tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Midwest state of Wisconsin ranked third this week nationwide in the number of new COVID-19 cases per capita. As AP's Jennifer King reports, health officials are worried that hospitals are nearing capacity.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced the opening of a field hospital at the state fairgrounds. According to the State Department of Health Services, only 16% of over 11,000 hospital beds are still available in the state. Wisconsin has become one of the worst hotspots for coronavirus over the past month. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said, "We hoped this day wouldn't come, but unfortunately, Wisconsin is in a much different, more dire place today." The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Wisconsin has grown to over 850. That's the highest during the pandemic for the state, according to the COVID Tracking Project, with tests on several hundred additional inpatients still pending. I'm Jennifer King.
A Kenyan court has found two men guilty for their roles in the deadly 2013 terrorist attack inside Nairobi's Westgate Mall. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Kenyan authorities arrested four men in 2013 for allegedly playing roles in the Westgate Mall attack. One was released in January 2019. The other three were in a Nairobi court Wednesday to listen to the verdict of Judge Francis Andai. Andai found Mohamed Abdi and Hussein Mustafa guilty, while Liban Abdullahi was acquitted due to lack of evidence.
I am, however, satisfied that the prosecution has proved its case against the first and fourth accused persons on the respective charges facing them herein beyond a reasonable doubt. I find them guilty and convict them accordingly.
Gunmen stormed the busy mall one Saturday in September 2013 and opened fire, killing at least 67 people and injuring more than 150 others. The judge will sentence the convicts later this month. The two men are facing jail time of up to 20 years. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Prosecutors in Germany are investigating six football officials on suspicion of tax evasion worth more than $5.5 million. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The offices of the German Football Association were searched in Frankfurt on Wednesday. The raids of private homes hit both current and former officials. The six individuals are suspected of intentionally falsely declaring income from advertising inside stadiums as income from asset management. The association does not pay taxes on income from asset management, but it's obliged to do so on earnings from commercial activities. The case relates to advertising during home games of the national team in 2014 and 2015. Prosecutors haven't said who is being investigated or revealed details of their positions within the organization.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.